Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Do you got a lot on your mind over there? That's what I heard from my husband, who... got up in the middle of the night, went downstairs, which is not unusual for him, but that's typically around 3-4 o'clock. And we get up at 5. So I think it was like, I don't know, midnight. And I noticed that he wasn't in the bed. And so I asked him this morning, is everything okay? You know, gosh, you got down here really early. And he said, you know, hon, I just got a lot on my mind. A lot of emotions are going on in this household. His mom is dying, literally, not in front of our eyes anymore, but day by day, we know it's just a matter of time. Unless God's got that miracle. He's back to work after having a bunch of days to really see what's important, to not even check email, to be with family for Easter. And then other stuff. We're in the middle of some other things that are going on in our life, and it's a lot. It's a lot of stuff on the plate. And we have been doing our best to live it day by day. And I feel that that's my calling. That in my marriage, it's to pull us into today. Excuse me, it's early. To pull us into today. Allow God to work in this moment today to solve our problems, to open doors, to ease our worries and concerns, to give us that relief and that peace. And then let tomorrow come when tomorrow comes. Because we can do nothing to change what tomorrow will be. We can't do anything to really change what this afternoon will be, what later on today will be, what the morning next, you know, wherever you are in the world. I'm trying to relate to what time of the day it is where you are. And we don't have any real control. We have the now. We have right now that we can control. That's it. And the sooner we realize that, the better we're going to be. The sooner we realize that, the better we are going to be. We become the person, the voices, and it's probably Satan, the world, right? The messages that come to us through commercials and movies, TV shows, news, quote unquote. And if you're watching the news anymore, God help you. It really is all about knowing what we can control and knowing what we can't control, and being humble enough to ask and allow God in. So for my husband, who doesn't, I don't believe, pray, I've been doing something over the last couple of years, and that is sending emails to him that say thought of the day, which really means prayer of the day. And I email him, and it's really me being him talking to God. I know it sounds weird, but I started it way back when because my husband wasn't sure God existed. He said, it's really hard to believe what our faith is telling us, you know? And I said, oh yeah, I get it. I get it. And it's a gift. It's a gift from God. And we have to allow to be, you know, allow ourselves to believe in things that we can't see or physically prove. And that's what faith is all about. And so I started by sending him an email that said, hi, God, I'm just reaching out because I don't really know you. And if you do exist, I kind of think that'd be pretty cool to get to know you. I see what you've done in my wife. I have seen miracles that you've performed in her life. But I haven't had that encounter with you, I don't think. Or at least maybe I don't know it. So open my heart. Open my heart to know you more. And then the next day I sent another one. And the next day I sent another one. And then I honestly thought, okay, I know how busy he is. I can barely get a phone call to him at the office, let alone an email that he's going to read, let alone a God email that he is going to read. And so the next day, I didn't send it in the morning, and I think I sent it later in the afternoon. And then the next day, I didn't send it at all. It was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and he sends me an email and says, where is my thought of the day? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. And I just was like, are you kidding me? You actually read those? So yeah, when he got home, I jumped all over that. I said, are you for real? And he's like, yeah, I read every one. He's like, I look forward to it. And so I go through my, you know, this is a couple of years. I've gone through my emotions, or not motions, but parts of time, which are like maybe a month, where I wouldn't send him anything. And I could tell, I can tell you one thing. When I wouldn't send him those notes, our marriage was rougher. We have an awesome marriage. So a rough marriage for us is not much, but it was more distance, not as much intimacy. I certainly wasn't talking about God. I wasn't sharing my faith walk. We weren't bringing God into the world. And my, I believe, again, my role, where I'm at in my faith walk and where he's at, is to bring that God present moment into our lives, into our marriage every day, so that we can hopefully find that peace. I have it, and I know he wants it. And it's, I don't have it just because I'm not working in corporate America. I have it for other reasons. It's because of my faith and trust in God, really. And it's that gift and that beautiful walk that's taken me a while to get there. So if you're looking, seeking this beautiful present moment, living with the Lord, living in the Spirit now, you've got to work on it. You've got to pull yourself back into it. You have to stop thinking and making all of that stuff that you have to do way worse than what it is because you're dreading it and you're worrying about it and you're procrastinating over it instead of saying, Lord, please come into this with me. Please help me with this XYZ project. Please help me with this discussion with this person. Please help me with this next task that I have in my life that I do not want to do. Lord, please help me. Please come into my life. And then the minute you start thinking about the future, or fretting over the past, that, you know, again, the stuff you can't change, deliver those spirits, because it may not be you. Maybe it's, you know, evil attacking you, knowing that they're going to get you and pull you into this whirlwind of you're not good enough and this self-hatred, this despair moment, this, you know, who am I, God? What did you make me to be? I feel stuck. And I know a lot of people out there are feeling very stuck in their lives. And this is where it has to come back to living day by day and paying attention to how God is acting in your life. What doors are opening? What peace is coming to you? What clarity is coming to you? Are you finding the desire to pray more, to bring more to God, to bring God into your life more? These are all things that help as you walk with God every day in the present moment, living in His Spirit. And when you do, nothing ever rocks that peace. It just hurts my heart to see my spouse not have that and not know that the answer is prayer and God and letting it go. So guess what my email is going to be this morning? It's going to be all about that and asking the Lord to give Him, as Him, I will be saying, Lord, I need your help letting go. I need to know that you've got this, that you want us to do these things in this next phase in our life, and that it's your time and not mine. That's really where the rubber meets the road. Is our desire for our time, our will. And when it doesn't happen on our timing, we get really impatient. And we might even think that the answer is no. But it's a yes, but not right now. Maybe there's some growing we have to do. Maybe there's some other things that need to line up before X, Y, or Z happens. Patience, 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 and trust, trust, trust. Let's wrap up with Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I really, really trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Go be the light, everyone. Go shine your love on the world. Living in the now, not letting anything rock your peace. Attract people to God through your calm demeanor, your calm, loving, joyful demeanor. Have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.